I came after them, so I'm not really what we'll say the brainwash. I came because I saw it advertised.
Take me what?
Huge journals, the library, job centers, wherever. I was in my teens, about 16. And I started to read about that because I used to run everywhere with my dad. I was like a second mother. There's 14 of us in our family, 16 people in one house. And I was third. And so my dad, I had to be like a second mother, helping my siblings and helping my mom. Because I felt my mom, it was so hard for her. But she corrected me. She said, child, don't be so silly. I had my children until God stopped me. Because my mom and dad were very devout, religious people. One was Roman Catholic, one was Church of England, but it didn't matter. Because they were very, very devout. They didn't believe in contraceptives. They didn't believe in stopping yourself. She thinks, you know, in those days, perhaps, they said it was cruel. Then we suffered at school because they said, your mom has so many of you. And 1 year after each other. And one of my pledges as I grew up was to support my mom and dad and my siblings, because I was third. And I felt that was my duty. And I came and went to Yorkshire when I started writing out. You know, people think you're silly, but as a young person, you're so sharp, so capable. Went down to the city, saw these huge journals. Behind my parents' back, I started writing. Canada wanted us. America, Great Britain wanted us. Come and build the countries. So I started writing all these hospitals with this explicit, beautiful hospitals and nurses home. So I thought, oh God, I want to do that. I can make enough money to support my family. I must do this. And I start writing. Now the reply is coming back. And they're saying, when would you like to start? And I thought, what, that's terrific. I got places in Canada, in America, and in the UK. And my father said, when I had to ask their consent now, he says, oh, that is terrible, child. What's wrong with you? What have we done? He called my mom. He says, Alberta, what have we done? How have we offended this child to want to leave us? You can't go. But my mom, she said, look, Garvey, this child is growing up. Because my mom has more intuition, she sees what I can do, how capable I am, how I'm helping all the other children with their homework, how I am plaiting my sister's hair, powdering her face, getting them all dressed up, because my mom made our own clothes, and I copied her and started to make our own clothes. And she used to say, girl, you got a swank. So we used to dress up, and people think we had loads of money, but my mom and dad were so interested, so capable, so wonderful as parents. And my dad was such a tender-hearted, lovely person. And he would cry if my mom hit us. She said, don't ever hit that child again. He used to be almost in tears. He said, don't you ever hit that. Don't hit my children. And so, because my mom got frustrated. She got frustrated if we don't do the things that she's asking of us. And my mom too, she said to my dad when he wants to have an argument, he says, I am not even going to listen because I was brighter than you at school. So, yeah.
She says, I can't imagine that.
She says, I know how to handle you, and that will be, I'm squeezing you gentle.
She'll just squeeze
my. My father, so they never had those. So my dad, I could see my dad turning away.
That's
when he tried to start an argument, he turned away, and you could see a smile on his face. You know that she has confronted him. and she's not going to make an argument out of whatever it is. She's going to see how we can sort it out. So she was, I was proud that she was recite all this poem. The coffin tolled the knell of parting day. The lowering herds wind slowly o'er the lea. The ploughman homeward ploughs his weary way and leads the world to God's darkness and to me. And she uses just a little sleep. We are all in stomach because she never let us sleep like that. He said, if you sleep too much, it kind of made you stupid. It often leads to poverty. Just a little sleep, just a little slumber, and it can always lead to poverty. So we had so much sleep and no more. She said, up, up, up and rising. The sun is out there, up, up. My mother, she was the power. My brothers used to say the old man is good, but the old lady, you cannot beat her. I didn't want to stay in Grenada because perhaps, again, especially for girls that probably get married, or again, to might have to stay home and look after your parents, which I love to do, but I thought I need to do more. I could look after them in different ways. And the headmaster used to look at me, he used to say, Miss Louison Moore, surname. He says, I see you running everywhere with your dad. Are you his secretary? So I was running up and down because my dad used to say, he used to say to me, Babsy, you coming? I was kind of someone to follow him around. Babsy, are you coming? And even he used to put me behind the wheel of the car, even when my feet couldn't touch the pedals, so that I learned the feel of the car and the excitement of driving and things like that. So my dad used to experiment with all those kind of little things with me. And then he told me about escaping Grenada to go and save his family farm and the plantation, their home, and the bailiff was going to mark their house and all that. So he went on the boat with another person, and he says, this is when the captain came to find out, who are you, this young man? What are you doing here? It's all, here's my father. He points, but this man don't know him, he don't know them. I'm going with him. They were going to Curacao, Aruba, all these places around the Caribbean. They discovered bauxite, they were mining the bauxite, aluminum, and different precious metals, and so you can make a lot of money very quick. And he felt this is the way to come back and buy off these bailiffs that were marking our door to pay the farm and pay and save his parents. So that's stuck in here for a while, because I knew once my family was struggling, I have to travel somewhere so I can look after them. I couldn't stay. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, they're going to either marry me off or I'm going to stay. and the headmaster used to say, okay then, Miss Louison, if you so want authority and you so want to do things, why don't you teach the others? So I used to help with the teaching. I said, I saw you. You were doing their homework. I saw you were doing things for them. Why don't you support others to teach them and help them? And when the time came, I had to go, you know.